it's hard to believe old Walter's going to be 53.
I know.
I just hope that when I'm 53, I look as good as he does.
You did.
Vivian, is the cake ready?
Yes, yes, but where's our birthday boy? He's going to miss his own surprise party.
Wow. Oh, I called the store. They said he left at 4 o'clock. Mother, it's almost 6 o'clock.
Oh, come on, you two. You know Walter. He can never tear himself away from anybody he happens to be talking to. You know, customers, supermarket clerks, the man at the newsstand. I mean, he's always been that way. That's why tonight's party is going to be the biggest surprise I've ever given Walter. Except on our honeymoon. No, I invited all these people tonight because these are the people that Walter stops and talks to. These are the real friends of Friendly Findlays.
Oh, that's a sweet, generous gesture.
I know. They eat like horses.
Well, I know Muller, the butcher, and Art from Art's service station, but who are the rest of these people?
Oh, well, Carol, I don't know everybody, although I do know most of them. Oh, Harry! Harry, my daughter Carol. This is Harry Devlin, Walter's auto mechanic.
Oh, hello.
Walter adores your grease jobs.
And I adore him. He's one of Tuckahoe's greats.
Oh, Harry?
And that's Jerry Financio, Walter's druggist. And that's the pharmacist's mate.
Jerry's wife?
No, Jerry's mate. Jerry's wife goes with the dry cleaner. Do you know who that is? That is Hazel M. Hathaway.
The Hazel M. Hathaway, who bites tails from your Tuckahoe tattler and just hates everybody? I love her.
That's the one. That is the one. If she enjoys herself here tonight, she'll probably put Walter's name in her column tomorrow.
Hey!
Perhaps I'd better. Mrs. Hathaway, I'm Maud Findlay. Welcome to my home.
Oh, Mrs. Findlay, I was just noticing the decor in this room. Did you do it yourself, or did you have a decorator?
Well, no, actually, I did it all myself.
That's what I figured. Well, I haven't got all night. Where's the guest of honor? His name?
There's a car pulling up in the driveway.
Oh, quiet, everybody. Quiet, everybody. Now, look, you all know what you have to do. Okay. Now, we're going to yell surprise, and then we're all going to sing happy birthday. Oh, incidentally, I took Walter's key so that he'd have to ring the bell.
Huh? Pretty nice house this Findlay guy's got. It's hard to believe.
What?
That he's a sex weirdo.
Like they say, perversion cuts across socioeconomic lines.
Uh-oh, they got company. Listen, maybe we ought to give this guy a break and come back later.
You can't let a perpetrator like Findlay run around loose. The guy's charged with lewd and lascivious conduct, exposing himself in public.
You're right.
Look, two policemen, isn't
it? Marvelous. Come on in.
Oh, what a wonderful surprise for Walter.
I'm Officer Crandall, and this is Officer Sullivan. Now, where is...
Come right on in. We expect Walter any minute. Look, everybody. Tuckahoe's finest. I just think it's so fantastic the way Walter makes friends so easily. I mean, what happened to you two? I know. You gave him a traffic ticket, and he charmed the pants off you.
You're close.
That's my Walter. That is my Walter.
Ours, too.
Ours, too.
Why don't you help yourselves to a drink and just relax, huh?
Officers, I just want you to know I was the first one in this neighborhood that had a bumper sticker that says, guns kill people, not cops. I support law and order to combat this police brutality bunk.
I'm in, all right. Fits the description perfectly.
Imagine this guy's stopping innocent women on the street and making lewd and lascivious propositions. Not a creep.
A real sickie.
Listen, everybody, have a wonderful idea. While we're waiting, let's have a musical entertainment by Elmer Gravenstein. Walter's tailor. Walter fell in love with him one day when he heard him whistle. Apparently, he's the only whistler who doesn't need to pucker. Of course, I haven't heard him myself. Perhaps you'd like to write him up in your column.
Oh, I'd be delighted. Now, what was the name?
Gravenstein. Like the apple?
Gravenstein.
All right. Your musical virtuoso, Elmer Gravenstein.
Thank you.
attention now. I hate deception.
You're a cop. Think about what he did in front of those two innocent ladies.
Let's bust him.
At last. Now, everybody, remember what you have to do.
Surprise! Happy birthday to you!
Happy Harry! Elmer! Jerry!
Happy birthday to you!
Oh, Maude, you didn't. This is terrific.
Oh, happy birthday, you dirty old man.
The happiest moment of my life.
Aww. All right, you men, line up for that special toast.
Oh, okay, come on.
Oh, by the way, Walter, this is Hazel M. Hathaway from the Tuckahoe Trib.
No, you're not the Hazel M. Hathaway who writes Tales from Your Tuckahoe Tattler.
Guilty.
Okay, Lonnie, we are ready.
Walter, wait till you see the special treat your friends have prepared to toast your birthday.
Walter Finley. A friend who's like a brother.
Ah, thanks, Arthur.
Walter Finley. Old friends are the best.
Harry, you old son of a grease gun.
Walter Finley, who proves that nice guys can finish first.
Walter Finley, you're under arrest.
What?
You're under arrest.
The Keystone Cops.
Yeah, what's the charge? Whatever it is, I'm guilty.
We have a report that you accosted two women on Main Street, exposed yourself, and made indecent suggestions.
Way to go, Waller.
I knew from your picture in the shopping news, you're charged with lewd and lascivious conduct.
My Walter?
Oh, officers, I assure you he never acts that way. Except in the privacy of our bedroom. And even then.
Oh, you old son of a gun.
You have the right to remain silent.
This is your joke, right, Arthur?
You have the right to remain silent.
Not me,
Walter, but I think it's hilarious. And we'll be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak with an attorney.
Didn't I tell you he's a dirty old man?
During questioning. Do you understand your rights?
Oh, you monkeys are beautiful. Oh, hey, look at this. Look at this, everybody. More toy cuffs. They're real cuffs.
All right, let's go. Marty. 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 I think they're serious.
Huh? You're not serious.
We're serious.
Oh, now look, if this is your idea of a joke, I'm lewd and lascivious, my Walter?
Well, that's a charge.
This has got to be a mistake. What if even a hint of this gets out, I'll be ruined.
Look, we'll straighten it all out. Listen, we'll be right back. Carol, you take care of our guests. I mean, this is ridiculous. We'll get to the bottom of this. Walter, no one will even know the police have been here.
Floyd, Hazel, just hold the front page. I'm at the Finley party. Her cheese puffs are nothing, and her husband's a pervert.
Look, Sergeant, I'm innocent. I wasn't anywhere near those two ladies at 5:30 this afternoon.
Then where were you? Your employees say you weren't at your store.
That's right, Walter. Why don't you clear it up once and for all? Tell the officer where you were.
Well, I was,
You went to your public speaking class?
I took off early to go to... I went to a film retrospective.
What's a film retrospective?
You know, it's where they show classic films by some of the immortal artists. You know, Dietrich, Garbo, Barrymore, Van Johnson. Walter, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Tell the officer.
Well, actually, it was a Donald Duck festival.
Oh, Donald Duck Festival? You went to a Donald Duck Festival? Walter, that has to be the most Mickey Mouse thing you've ever done.
I see. A Donald Duck Festival. Did you see anybody at this alleged Donald Duck Festival who might remember you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, for God's sake, Walter. Now, think, think.
Oh, yes, yes. I had a fight with an 8-year-old kid over the last box of jujubes.
All right, folks, just take a seat. We have to wait for the plaintiffs.
But I want to go home. It's my birthday.
Sit down.
Most humiliating experience of my life.
Mrs. Hathaway, stop writing. The minute those women get here, Walter will be cleared. You're just wasting your Bic.
Walter, I don't see how they can bring these charges against you. Were you anywhere near Elm Street today?
Of course, my store is on Elm Street. What are you getting at, Arthur?
Oh, nothing. Just wondering.
You see that, Maud? You see what a charge like this can do? Even my best friend is beginning to have doubts.
Oh, come on. Now, Walter Arthur isn't doubting you.
Of course not, Walter.
Walter, is it possible that when you left the store, you forgot to zip up? I mean, sometimes you are forgetful.
You do that too, Arthur.
Vivian! Walter's the pervert here, not me.
Arthur!
Accused! Pervert. Nothing personal, Walter.
That's him! He's the man!
That's the one right there!
What are you talking about? I never saw you before in my life!
Oh, he's the one, all right. First he pinched me, and then he, you know... And then he asked me to dump Clara here as if I ever would and go to a motel with him.
Lady, you're wrong. I'm no weirdo. I spent the whole afternoon at a Donald Duck Festival.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have a deadline to meet.
No, wait a minute. Mrs. Hathaway, you are not going to print that. I'm warning you.
Don't yell at me. This probably never would have happened if you'd given him what he needed at home.
I will go to your editor. I will go to your publisher.
You go ahead. They're both the same man. Floyd Hathaway, my husband.
Are you ladies ready to file a complaint?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All
right, this way.
Animal.
All right, step over here, Finley. We need some fingerprints.
Fingerprints? Maud, call Barney. I need a lawyer.
Oh, Arthur. Walter's not really guilty, is he?
Well, I certainly hope not, Vivian. An awful lot of people know I'm his best friend.
Who do I give this affidavit to, Sergeant?
Inside.
Hey, Walter?
Hi, Fred.
Walter, old buddy.
What brings you here?
Oh, some kids broke into my store, stole some baseball gloves. Why are they taking your fingerprints, Walter?
Oh, they picked me up for jaywalking.
They take your fingerprints for jaywalking?
Walter, Barney is on his way over. He thinks you ought to sue for false arrest.
For jaywalking?
Oh, Fred, thank heaven you're here. They've arrested Walter because of some ridiculous mix-up.
What? Listen, Sergeant, Walter Findlay is one of the finest citizens in Tuckahoe. He's also one of my closest personal friends. Now, what's this phony charge?
Two hysterical women claim that Walter exposed himself to them on Elm Street.
In there?
See that, Maud? I'll never be able to show my face in public again. Maud, that story in the paper will kill me.
Honey, I will take care of it. I'll get them to delay the story until we can find that kid who ripped off that box of jujubes.
Maud! Just one thing. You know I'm innocent, don't you?
Oh, Walter, you silly Billy. I know you. I know what kind of man you are. Walter, I know you couldn't in a million years dream up an alibi as dumb as a Donald Duck Festival.
No. I'm sorry, Mrs.
Please, Mr. Hathaway. I mean, delay the story just for a couple of hours until we can find that kid who can prove that Walter was at the theater. Please, I beg of you, Mr. Hathaway.
I'm a reasonable man, Mrs. Findlay. I understand your concern. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Oh. Eddie, you know that story on the front page with the headline, Walter Findlay arrested on sex charge? Yeah. Well, change it to Walter Findlay denies he's a pervert.
That's worse! That's like saying that President Ford is learning how to get off an airplane without falling on his face.
Mrs. Findlay, where did you get that information?
That's not
important.
Mrs. Findlay, two witnesses have positively identified your husband. You'd better wake up and smell the coffee.
The public has a right to know what goes on in the streets of this community. We believe in the First Amendment.
And the Ten Commandments.
Look, I believe in the First Amendment and several of the commandments. I assure you, my husband has never done anything wrong in the streets. Well, maybe once. It was after a snowstorm.
Uh-huh.
No, behind a building. I was standing guard. It was an emergency.
All right, Mrs. Pendle. All right.
Please, you cannot print that story. What if you print it and then Walter is proven innocent?
Well, I'll print that, too.
Oh, sure. You'll bury it someplace where no one will read it, like in your wife's column.
Mrs. Findlay, I understand your position, but as publisher of the Tuckahoe Tribune, I hold a sacred trust. The precious right of our readers to know the truth.
We print what we know fearlessly, in spite of any threats or intimidations.
Yes, we have our principles, Mrs. Findlay, and no power on earth can cause us to swerve from our devotion to the truth.
So don't think you can come in here and influence us, just because your husband happens to be a big advertiser.
Wait a minute. What do you mean her husband's a big advertiser?
He owns Findlay's Friendly Appliances.
You mean this Walter Findlay is Friendly Wally Findlay? Why, he's one of our biggest advertisers.
Floyd, what does that have to do with it? Well, what about our sacred principles? What about the public's precious right to know?
Hazel, you know I'd never betray our principles. I'm not killing this story because Walter Findlay is a major advertiser. This is strictly a news judgment. I need room for the story on the Rotarian's pancake breakfast tomorrow morning in the JCPenney parking lot. The public has a precious right to know about that, too, you know.
Lloyd, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? Selling out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hathaway.
Lloyd, don't you realize
Hazel,
that this story could
Hazel,
put me...
Hazel,
could
please.
Put me right?
Why don't you just stick to reprinting the dip recipes from the back of the Frito bags? Eddie, kill that Findlay story. Yes, the whole thing. Kill it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hathaway. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, Mrs. Findlay. Maybe we can't say anything about your husband, but you're going to regret this, because tomorrow morning I am going to run the most vicious, scathing, ruthless piece I've ever written. I am going to crucify your abominable pigs in a blanket.
Good. I got the recipe from your column.
I'm not making this up. In the fourth cartoon, Goofy took away the ladder while Donald was sawing off the branch when suddenly he looked down.
Walter, please, we believe you.
Vivian, quiet, please. All right, Walter. Now, he was up the tree. What happened?
It's showing tomorrow. Go see it for yourself.
Oh, sure, and wind up a convict like you.
Oh. Walter, thank heaven. At least they are not going to print that story.
Oh, well, that's something.
Oh, here you are, Sarge.
They ought to hang you and throw away the key.
Look what the boys picked up, Sarge. Indecent exposure on the corner of 4th and Elm.
Look, Clara, that's him!
I'd know that face anywhere.
Well, 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 so this is our man.
Oh, Mr. Findlay, I'm so sorry.
Twice in one day, kind of pushing your luck, ain't you, fella?
It's fun. Well, Walter, at least you can see how they made the mistake.
I look like that.
Yes, Walter, you're just going to have to face these things. Oh, but sweetheart,
Honey, it turned out to be a happy birthday after all. Happy birthday, Walter.
Oh. Happy birthday, Walter!
Walter, you shouldn't do that in a police station.
I didn't touch you.
Don't you ever try that again. And as a word of advice, trim your nails.
Terrific, Walter. That's great.
Oh, Lord. Thank God my reputation is still intact.
Step over here, ladies. We've got to go through this again.
Phil. Yeah, I'm still down at the police station. Listen. You'll never guess what Walter Findlay just bought his way out of.